Hey, stamp collectors, if you're into controversial stamps, here's one you might want to get your hands on. It's a 1 euro stamp from the Republic of Ireland. 1 euro is about $1.20. It's the face on it that's causing controversy. Che Guevara, the famous, some would say infamous, Latin American revolutionary. Che, as you may recall, helped lead the communist revolution in Cuba in the 1950s, but was then caught and executed for trying to launch a revolution in Bolivia. So why a commemorative in Ireland? To answer that, the world's history guy, Chris Wolfe, joins me in the studio. So this is that iconic image of Che, Chris, in his beret, the image that's adorned so many dorm rooms and T-shirts. Why is he on an Irish postage stamp?
Well, it's twofold, Marco. Partly, it's because he's of Irish descent.
Really?
Yeah, and also it's according to the Irish Postal Service, he's the quintessential left-wing revolutionary and is therefore being honoured. Yeah, Che's dad, Ernesto Guevara Lynch, used to say, "The first thing to note is that in my son's veins flowed the blood of Irish rebels."
Ernesto Lynch, wow, that's incredible. Does the connection go back? That's when it started?
Actually, no, it goes pretty far back. Patrick Lynch was born in the western Irish city of Galway in 1715. So we're going back quite a way into a family that had lost its lands and property during the Wars of Religion in Ireland. So young Patrick did what so many ambitious young Catholic gentlemen did in that time, which was go to Europe to try and find new opportunities to make a living. And so he went first to the northern Spanish city of Bilbao and then followed that city's trade connections to the colony of Rio de la Plata, or as we now call it, Argentina. And the rest, as they say, is history. So it's a pretty upper-class family, played notable minor roles in the country's history and in the history of Chile as well. And that's on Che Guevara's father's side.
Incredible. This is why we have you come in the studio, Chris. So the image, I understand, was produced by an Irish artist as well, the image for the stamp. Did that help get Che on the stamp?
Well, the original photo is by a Cuban, Alberto Corda, who's now deceased. It took that in 1960. And then it was adapted to that famous two-tone image by the Irish artist Jim Fitzpatrick, who incidentally also did album covers for Thin Lizzy and Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, no kidding.
He's still alive, actually, and says he's honored by the decision of the Postal Service to use his image, which he's never patented, so he's not getting any money for it. But no, that was not part of the reasoning of the Irish Postal Service. That was the whole rebel thing.
Yeah, they say he's a rebel. But what is the controversy then? I mean, he's a son of Ireland. The Irish Postal Service says he's a rebel. What's the big deal?
Well, Ireland has this love-hate relationship with its left-wing revolutionary heritage, most recently embodied by the IRA. One Irish admirer has said that Che symbolizes the better nature of man. He was pursuing moral causes rather than material advantage. On the other hand, Ireland's also a very conservative country, and the violence that surrounds Che appalls many there. In fact, one conservative Irish senator, Neil Richmond, said, and I quote, he was a barbaric interrogator, a jailer and executioner of hundreds of supposed class enemies, and it is my belief that he is most definitely not a suitable candidate for such an honour. And of course, it's also caused controversy on this side of the pond as well, with Cuban Americans in Miami starting, of course, a letter writing campaign to the Irish Postal Service to complain about their choice of icon.
By the way, Chris, $1.20 for a stamp, that's not for your average letter, is it?
No, that's just for, you know, if you want to put $1.20 on a parcel or something like that. But it's mostly going to collectors. And there's been a huge demand for it. The stamp's first production run of over 120,000 has already sold out.
Wow. Well, despite how people feel about Che, he's on a stamp now. The World's History Guy, Chris Wolfe, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.